Welcome, everyone. We are about to begin Be'ezat Hashem, Power of Words, Shiur number 108. We had many shiurim about verbal abuse, and we still have a good few shiurim that are extremely important that we're going to discuss on how to protect oneself from that and the recovery and healing from that and so on. But we're also going to intersperse with the book, and that's a beautiful, beautiful R-Scroll book, which we did a few shiurim on already, called Positive Word Power, Building a Better World with the Words You Speak. And every day there's one, and we're going to go through the book. And he gives examples, scenarios, and based on these scenarios, he goes through the lessons behind it. So the lesson is about one trying to bringing out their own kavod, their own honor, by putting other people down. So here's the scenario. So in many of those shiurim that we do on this, we're going to basically read from the book, explain the scenario, and then as we do that, we apply it to what we do in our own lives. So here's a person, David, and he got involved in the yeshiva administration, trying to pull it out of a financial difficulty. You know, his envision would be that he would be hailed as a hero when everyone realizes how brilliant he is and how foolish all the previous administrators and people running the yeshiva that caused it to, you know, have the financial difficulties, how negative they were. And so this person at this point is called David, and the other one that he sort of not fully taking over, but the one that was managing before it, his name was Meir. And Meir used to give everyone scholarships, and that may have caused financial difficulties. So he begins his speech to the board with the people, everyone present, saying that now I'm afraid I'm not going to be a tzaddik like Meir here, who wants to give every other kid a full scholarship. Now Meir's sitting there at David's right side, looking very uncomfortable, doesn't like the word tzaddik, and more uncomfortable with the... He's himself embarrassed that he overextended with that, and you're just putting him down. And then he knocks somebody else also. He says, I'm not going to build the greatest building in the Western world either, like Sholem here wants to do. So he's also, you know, because Sholem had these plans to build a library, to build a gym, and, you know, he was a big dreamer. So he's knocking him also. And so David says, here's what I suggest. And he unveiled his scheme, and he expects that all the 10 people around the table, the administration, the building committee, would just have to agree how great his plans are and how great he is. So this is a scenario that is described here. And everyone in their own way could understand when they do this in their own life. So for a person like David in this scenario, honor is everything. It's so precious that you're willing to ridicule others' honest efforts in order to bring up your own reputation. And Pirkei Avos says clearly that this strategy will backfire. He'll achieve the opposite of what he wants to achieve. He thinks he wants to get honor. He will lose his honor. Like Pirkei Avos says in Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. You know, when we learn Pirkei Avos, it's literal and it's a path in life for every single human being. Ezu mechubet hamechaber esabrias. Who is honored? He who honors others. It would have been more simple if David would have paid tribute to the efforts of all those that put their efforts and time and talent to the projects. And even if their ideas were not practical, they should not have pain and embarrassment as a payment. So here's an example. Like in this case, his predecessor, Meir, gave too many grants and free tuition that made the yeshiva have financial strain. So what he could have said, instead of putting him down and embarrassing Meir, he could have said, Meir, I know you feel for the families that are straining to pay tuition, and it's a beautiful thing. I hope that, with the plans we have, that hopefully we'll be able to get to a point where we'll be able to help them out fully to the extent that you truly want and what really I want. And just right now, we would have to consider just cutting back somewhat on the scholarships so that we could survive and build up. That would be more acceptable, because here you're praising the person, the intentions and the kavana. But he didn't say it that way. He didn't say it that way. Instead, he put him down. I'm not going to be a tzaddik like him, sarcastically, that wants to give every kid a, you know, sarcastic and put down in the tone of voice and so on and so forth. So why didn't he say it in a more menschliche way? He could bring out his point and address it with bringing Meir up, praising his good intentions, saying that's part of my vision too. It's just that we have to, in practical ways, figure out how to go about doing it. And the reason why he didn't do it this way is because his kavana was to amass credit and honor for himself, and he didn't want to share it with anyone else. So over the course of time, if a person operates with this mode, this insult mode, they'll become, and they'll be viewed as an arrogant person, as a self-centered person. So they may win in Olam Hazeh. They may sit on the top of the dais at a big fundraiser. They may be accepting a reward for all the chesed they do. But l'maisa, everything is payback time. It doesn't last, like the Pirkei Avos says. So the commitment over here, and we have to look in our own lives when we do this, in our work life, in our home life, in our shul life, whatever it may be. The idea is the kavana is to make a point in giving honor and credit to others whenever possible. Give them kavod. And even if you have a disagreement with someone and you have a different vision, to give them the respect and the honor, even as you're trying to do whatever you need to do. This is a very, very important yesod. Give honor to every yid. And use your words, talking about power of words, with sensitivity, as you appreciate every yid's perspective, and give them kavod, even as you may disagree with them. So that's a very, very important yesod. A second one, we're going to try to do two a day in these shiurim that we do these positive words, is another scenario. And again, you listen to the scenarios, you'll be able to extrapolate it to your own life. You have this person, Leah, she's a school secretary. And the children love her. She gives out Band-Aids and for the kids, Tylenol for the kids, sympathy. Teachers love her. Principals love her. Parents love her. They couldn't say a negative word about Leah, the school secretary. But there was one person that rubbed her the wrong way. Mrs. Kleinman, the history teacher. And Leah had no smiles for her, no kind words for her, because she was a little bossy. Mrs. Kleinman used to go to Leah, you know, would you make 25 copies for this test for me for tomorrow? And Leah says, you know, it's too late, I'm busy tomorrow, you should have asked me yesterday. And when Mrs. Kleinman left the office, the younger secretary asked Leah, why did you give Mrs. Kleinman such a hard time? What's the big deal about making 25 copies for her? And Leah says, I don't know. You know, she just rubs me the wrong way. I'm always saying these nasty things to her, and then I feel guilty doing that. So I think this is also a scenario that we could all relate to, when we have negative feelings about a person and we don't understand why, we may understand why, and then we really don't want to have them. So in this case, Leah needs to look into herself with her interactions with this Mrs. Kleinman, realize that she understands why there's this dislike. She dislikes her teacher's way of talking to her. It seems condescending. What happened in the past is this Mrs. Kleinman asked her to put together a booklet, asked Leah to put together a booklet, and when she did that, Mrs. Kleinman told Leah, the secretary, you know, I don't have time for this mindless stuff. And Leah got upset, hurt by that, figured, and I'll let it roll off my back, and I even feel good I didn't respond. But the mice, it took root in the heart. See, sometimes when you harbor negative feelings, you don't express it directly. And sometimes it pays to confront the person in a respectful way, to talk with more derech eretz, or to work on yourself more to uproot that feeling from you. So sometimes you may feel envy or hurt over a past incident or other causes. There's reasons why you don't express feelings directly, but we all could relate to this too. We have a repressed anger That doesn't always go away. We try to uproot it. If someone is a little bit rough with us or not respecting us, we try to remove it from our hearts. But sometimes we have this repressed anger. And if it's deeply rooted, it could be a source of Einas Devarim, because then we'll instigate sarcasm back, abruptness, rudeness. So how do you repair such a situation? So the first thing is you need to acknowledge the source of it. You know, realize you have these negative feelings. You know, you do have this, and you need to work on it, because the Torah wants you to remove it from your heart. There's different ways to do it. I always say, with all the shiurim I give, and this is a yesod shebi yesod, you could turn Hashem to daven. Doesn't mean you don't have to do what you have to do l'maisa afterwards, but you turn Hashem first, and you say, Hashem, please help me remove this resentment. In this Leah case, please help me remove the resentment I have from Mrs. Kleiman. Sometimes you need to ask, help me directly, you know, in a non-confrontational way, work it out with her. Work it out with her. Try to be more pleasant. Try to talk about maybe this. And, you know, so you recognize the hostile feeling is present, and you ask Hashem, help me remove that hostile feeling, either by talking to that person that you have the hostile feeling towards the right way and express it and clear the air in a healthy way, or to remove it from your heart. So here's a yesod I think we could all relate to as well, that if someone rubs us the wrong way, and it could create einas devarim that we will generate, get to the root of your hostility, deal with it more productively. Again, ask Hashem to help you deal with it more productively. Sometimes it may pay to just work on yourself, daven for it, speak more kindly to the person, try to be malamet zchus, and that does the trick. Sometimes it is healthy to, in a non-confrontal way, say, you know, it hurts me when I have respect for you, and I appreciate you, but when you use these words, it hurts my feelings, or whatever it is. You have to figure out ways to do it in a way that there could be shalom and erlichkeits. Because, you know, it says, leisisnes achicha bilvavecha, right? You shouldn't hate your friend with your heart. So it's hard to be mechiach. We learned that. It's hard to say it. But a lot of times, when someone has a resentment or they're hurt, sometimes they can work through and let it go internally by tefillah and by working on oneself. And sometimes, no, you need to bring it out. You know, this hurt me, and I'd appreciate if, you know, we could work this out. This goes with marriages as well. Sometimes you know, it's better to let things slide, and you daven for it and everything. And there's certain things where they're ongoing, and you don't want it to fester in you, to bring it out in a non-confrontal way, and in a healthy way, to not let it fester and not let it blow up, or not let it get deep rooted. So these are the two yesodos of this shiur from the Power Word series. Number one is Ezu mechobet hamechaber esabriyos, when you don't try to get honor by putting people down. You get honor by respecting other people, by treating them with respect and honor. That's how you get respect. And that prevents a lot of einas devarim from taking place. And then the second lesson is, when you have the repressed anger, even if it's, you know, you try to uproot it, you daven to Hashem to help you remove it, work on it. Sometimes you figure out a way to talk to that person in a non-confrontational, healthy way to remove the hostility and to deal with the situation in a productive way. Bracha v'atzlacha.